come together at one point and go forward. Masood, your time is up.
No compromise with racism.
That's right.
We are back in regular session. Adrian. Yes.
And this is really a question. Based on all of the requests by the community, is there any way to go back to the motion that was on the floor and change the date and re-vote?
Yes.
Someone who voted on the prevailing side can move to reconsider.
Yes.
And it only requires, it's...
I so moved.
Okay. The motion to reconsider requires a second. It is debatable and requires a majority vote. Okay?
He
just
so moved.
Jerry.
Yeah, I move that reconsider the motion with a friendly amendment, basically to change the date. That's the main reason why I voted for it. Against it. Was if the man's going to be out of town, his grandchildren give a chance. So I move that we reconsider with an appropriate date.
Okay, is there a second? Okay, it has been moved and seconded. Jerry, would you like to speak to your motion to reconsider? You don't have to. I'm just giving you the option.
Well, I think it's a good thing to do. I think there's a strong support for it. I basically support him having a chance to have a trial or make it right, which I still hope he'll do.
Okay. Is there a speaker against the motion? Jim?
It's not necessarily against, but it's... I guess my motion failed.
Okay. Is everyone ready to... Robert, you wish to speak?
I still object to the language in the motion that says that there will be a trial before this committee. The trial is before the LSB. There's going to be a hearing before this committee. That seems to comply with the bylaws. And then the matter is referred to this body for a trial.
It is my understanding that this entire body, will be the jury that will vote on the charge against you. Regardless
so this
of
is
the
now a special meeting of the LSB, not a meeting of the prior.
Yes.
Correct. The entire LSB. Okay? Is there any further are we going to go to conference committee like they do in Congress to figure out an appropriate date? Are we going to resolve the date after the meeting?
And the address.
Let's resolve the date now.
Okay. Robert, do you have a date? You said you'll be back in October.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the original. What time was this meeting supposed to take place?
That was it on a Saturday? Adrian?
I don't know.
Was that a doctor's appointment at
what time?
11 a.m. on that day, on the 2nd?
It was 7 p.m.
7 p.m. would be okay on the
2nd. When?
When?
October 7th.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Well, you're out of order. I'm sorry that you're not a member of the body. So, the date, may I hear a specific date and time for...
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
State your point.
If I don't hear it wrong, the only thing that we just passed is to rescind the motion, right, to revote in that motion. If anybody wants to present a modification, that's fine. But he wants to revoke in that motion. He said that we have on the table.
He's
a
doctor.
October the 2nd, at what time?
7
p.m. And what day of the week is that?
October the 2nd.
Monday, October the 2nd at 7 p.m., presumably at either this location or
okay,
one.
Location we can do that.
But near here.
October the 2nd, 7 p.m.
Okay. Is there any further debate on this motion to reconsider?
Y'all
talk about it. We have to have a man.
Carry.
Just clarification, how do people who want to testify...
Pardon me?
Sentence two talks about additional testimony. Y'all want to remove the additional testimony line?
There will be the opportunity for testimony from people both in support and against the motion, and so I'm going to take this matter to a vote, and it will be, if you're in favor of this motion, it means we are reconsidering, and we will have a trial. If you are opposed to reconsidering, we will not have a trial. All those in favor of reconsidering the motion, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All those opposed? 1. The motion passes. The matter has been reconsidered. This matter will go to trial on October the 7th. Now we are going to...
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I have a motion that I wrote to you to see if we can amend the agenda.
Okay. The motion is, whereas many people came tonight to hear about the GM search, I, Jaime Rodriguez, move to amend the agenda so that the MSRC report be given as a priority. Are you saying now?
Yes. Mr. Chair, as acting secretary, I have a point of order.
State your point.
None of this proceedings can proceed unless we have the members addressed for legal notification. It's all moot unless we have that information. You have to get it from Mr. Moore.
I would assume that every member of this body is a member of the Pacifica Foundation, and as a result, in our membership office, all of our addresses are available. Is that correct, Robert Mark?
I would waive mail notice and accept email notice.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Joseph. All right. What are your brothers, Jaime and Adrian? Okay, can you close the door, please? And Jaime, can you stand because of the noise, etc.? You don't have to move your spot. You
just, that's okay.
It might be easier. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just okay. I'm Jaime Rodriguez. So I'm the chair of the Management Selection and Review Committee. So our job is to find the new general manager for KPFT. And many of the LSP members that you see here are on this committee. So we had a meeting, our monthly meeting, earlier today, and I'm going to give you the report, what we found out, what we discussed. And mainly it's procedural. So what I'm going to do is read you the procedure that we are following to find the new manager for KPFT. And the first thing that I'm going to do is all LSB members will be given a copy tonight and will always be given copies of every application that we have so far. So even unsolicited, right now, before we even put the job announcement out, we have already had this many applications for this job of general manager. Now, the only people that can see this list because it's personnel issues are LSB members. But so I'll ask you, I know if you're in the audience, you're curious. You probably want to read these files. If y'all can help me pass out that stack of paper right there to all LSB members. I know that y'all want to read them, but please, it's for legal reasons. These are just for the eyes of the LSB members. Okay. So, job descriptions for the job general management were created by doing a job analysis, which means that back in February, March, and April,
we went through and figured out what job descriptions for a general manager position look like across the country at radio stations, some like ours and some not. Once the job analysis was done, a job description was created, and that job description was approved back in May by this body. Tomorrow night, the MSRC will do final technical revisions to that job description, and it will be posted within 1 week. In 1 week, when that posting occurs, it's going to be posted across the nation in all appropriate places that make sense for 60 days. So the job application window is for 60 days. During that process, on a rolling basis, as job applications come in, they will be assigned an interview, and a minimum of 3 and a maximum of 5 LSP members will conduct those interviews. The interviews, by law, will all be done with the exact same questions, and they will all be given the same half hour of time. If the person is in Houston, they can have the choice of doing the interview in person or by phone. If, of course, they're not from Houston, the interviews will be conducted by phone as reasonable. Once the MSRC committee has dwindled down the list of applicants to top applicants, those top applicants will be brought, the resumes will be brought to the LSB. The LSB will then select their top 2 candidates and invite them to come to Houston. If they're from Houston, great. If they're from some other city, they will be flown in. They will come to an in-person interview, which is conducted in private. It's a personnel issue, but the LSB will do those in-person interviews. From there, the top applicants that are selected will be sent to the national executive director, who is the one who chooses the general manager from the applicant pool given by the people you see here. So that's really the main thing. I mean, the new GM is going to have a big challenge in front of them. They have to represent a lot of people, a lot of communities, a lot of things. But there is a process. It has been slowly going in the background. And we are giving it a lot of thought, because whoever we select, we want them to stay. And that's the report.
Folks, what we're really facing right now is something we have done in the past. When Robin Lewis was the development director at KPFT, things that were decided here were then finally decided by the committee that she worked with, and they did not bring the matter back to the board. So the question that Jaime is basically asking, not basically, the question he is asking, if I understand it correctly, is to give that body the authority to move forward without having to bring back some of the fine-tuning that may occur tomorrow night in the Management Selection and Review Committee. So that is the motion before you. And I am looking for any speakers against that motion. Seeing none, are we prepared to go to a vote? All those in favor of giving the committee the authority to move forward, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. Okay. Jaime, can you put that in writing? Because Joseph was doing some work for you.
Okay.
And did not have... Can't do 2 things at once.
Yep.
Okay. Adrian. Help me by bringing me back to the item, which is, no, it's 13.2, and it is on page 2. And it says, it's under my, first it says Weisskopf, then number 2, it says LaViolette. I move. Would you please read that?
Yeah. I move the KPFT LSB hereby rescind the adopted regulation passed by the KPFT LSB on March 16, 2011, and that as it is worded, it creates a motivation for other local organizations to seek out the dissolution of KPFT and the foundation, and that they might profit from said dissolution.
Okay, is there a second to this motion? Yes, there is. Adrian, you have 10 minutes to speak to your motion, and then 2 minutes for anyone to speak against it, one time only.
Well, simply put, the old resolution creates a channel to direct our assets, notably the radio license, to one particular 501c3. Given no means are provided to name such a recipient, the decision would fall to a judge and the influence of bankruptcy attorneys who may well have a particular recipient in mind. So the old resolution is structured in such a way that it leaves us vulnerable to abuse. So I move to rescind it.
Is there a speaker against the motion? Robert, Mark, or Jim Krafka, whoever wants to go first.
I'll go first.
I'd just like to say, I want to put this in context. I'm not sure that I'm against the passage of the motion because I think it's a moot point. But this matter is actually controlled by Article 14, Section 2, Disposition of Assets of our bylaws, that say, upon the dissolution of the foundation, the board shall, after paying or making provisions for payment of all known debts and liabilities of the foundation, dispose of the assets in a manner consistent with the foundation's mission as set forth in its articles of incorporation and or the organization, as shall at a time appear devoted to the same mission as this foundation, subject to the approval of the Attorney General. That would be California Attorney General. At the time that this resolution was passed, we had been assessed $13,000 a year by the Harris County tax assessor. And the reason was because the Texas law on dissolution to be a not-for-profit exempt from property tax required that the property be distributed to a Texas corporation. And our bylaws limited to just a like corporation anywhere. Texas has an interest in keeping the assets in Texas. And so we were engaged in an appeal of that determination, and the attorney that was representing KPFT pro bono drafted this document as a statement of our intent in the event of dissolution because he felt like that might help sway the issue. However, as I understand the facts, I was just the chair sitting at the chair's place when this came to the board for approval. But as I understand the facts, a state representative went to bat for us and actually offered an amendment of the statute so that it included as exempt any eligible recipient of Corporation for Public Broadcasting funds. And so I think that the issue, we prevailed in a motion for summary judgment, didn't have to pay the taxes, but I believe that the issue was decided on the basis of the amendment to the statute and not on this resolution. So I would just say, I don't think it matters at this point. It may
Your
if they
time
reassess.
Is up. Okay, is there another speaker in favor of the motion? Adrian. Adriana.
At the end of the motion saying that because the resolution goes against the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, misrepresenting an authority that the KPFT-LFT as a standing committee of the Pacifica National Board of Directors does not have. Article 14, Section 2.
Wait a second. Are you speaking to your amendment?
This is a motion. It's an amendment.
Is there a second to your amendment? Are you speaking beyond the amendment to your reasons behind it?
Wait.
This is a yes or no answer. After you make a motion, before you start to speak in favor of it, it requires a second. Well, now you can speak to your amendment.
What I was talking about, the misrepresentation, is because, like I said in the amendment, it's just that the KPFT-LFT is in a standing committee of the Pacifica National Board of Directors. And here, Article 14, Section 2 of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws said the board, but the board is the board, the foundation board, is not in a standing committee. That's why that misrepresentation, I don't want even to say, what it is, but that misrepresentation, we are saying something that is not true. This standing KPFT-LFT standing committee doesn't have the right. Let me finish, thank you. I see your mouth, thank you. Okay, to say something. Okay. What I'm saying is, we don't have the authority. That motion was wrong because the KPFT-LSB never had the authority. That's why I'm adding that.
I'm going to defer to the body, but it strikes me that your amendment is out of order because by voting in favor of the reconsideration, the motion itself, it has the same effect as what your amendment would do. By making the amendment, you are complicating.
No, sir.
I don't see how.
Sir, I'm sorry. Okay. What do you want to?
I want to yield to the maker of the motion to find out her feelings about this amendment.
It's fine, and I'll say why. We rescind it, and we say why, and that's okay. I have my own reasons for wanting to rescind it, but I've looked into what Adriana is talking about, and she's correct. It went beyond the scope of what, as she stated. I wrote it down as a matter of fact for myself. I was going to mention that she didn't. So because the resolution goes against the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, misrepresenting an authority that the KPFT-LSB at the Standing Committee and the PMB does not have. So okay,
may I see a copy of your amendment?
She has it, sir.
The amendment?
She has it.
Yes, it's written very poorly. I can rewrite it for you, Ted.
Well, it's not for me, it's for the body.
Okay, for the body.
Is there a speaker against the amendment?
I believe we should just rescind the motion. We don't need to go into any explanations because Pacifica and KPFT received $30,000 rebate from Harris County because of this amendment. So we need to just rescind it. If you want to rescind it, something that occurred in 2011, or you can open up a can of worms.
Okay, is there another speaker in favor of the amendment? Bob?
What a point of information. Adriana talked about an amendment that something, and that's my question, was not applicable because of Article 14. Is she talking about the original, and that's what I'm thinking, document known here as the adopted regulation, I presume, or was she addressing the motion for rescission of this, or both? You called it a motion, though. You meant the original document, right?
Yeah, but I said it's an amendment that you wrote after her. Motion. It's the motion adding at the end my amendment because we talk about the original resolution.
PK, would you like to speak in favor of the amendment?
I want to speak in favor of the amendment in the entire motion because what Adriana has really added is the ability to do it again. They can't come back later and be done again because we point out the legalities of it against using the bylaw.
Is there another speaker against the amendment? Yes, Bill.
I'm not clear exactly what the amendment was.
I'm going to reread it momentarily.
It's not in writing here.
I'm going to get it from Adrian. You got it?
I do.
I'll meet you halfway. Because the rescission goes against the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, misrepresents an authority that the KPFT, as a standing committee of the LSB, does not have. Okay? Is there any other speakers on this amendment? Okay, we don't need to do that. There's no other speakers. We will go. The amendment reads, one more time, I move to amend because the resolution goes against the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, misrepresents an authority that the KPFT LSB as a standing committee of the PNB does not have. All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
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 Those opposed say no.
No.
The ayes have it. Now, may I have the motion?
As amended.
I will read both parts so we can vote on it. Do you have that language? We're going to a vote. Okay. To the motion as amended.
Yeah.
Bill?
I remember when this came up originally. There was a legitimate reason. I don't know if it's needed anymore. I understand that you're not as concerned, but I wish we probably should consult with an attorney and see if this is going to mess anything up. Because like Jim was saying, it did result in a saving something like $13,000 a year in property taxes. And I don't know, because the Harris County said you needed some sort of resolution like this.
Do you wish to table this?
I move to postpone until the next meeting.
Okay, there's a motion to postpone definitely. This motion is debatable and it requires a majority vote. Would you like to speak? Have you already spoken in favor of your motion to postpone?
Partly. Frankly, I'd like to get a legal opinion and to see make sure this doesn't mess up our tax exemption.
Is there a speaker against the motion to postpone definitely? Adrian.
If you look at the document, if you bother to read it, there's not one mention of taxes in here.
Yes.
But they require it. No.
Right. Jim, you're out of water.
I don't know the answer.
No. There's nothing about that in here. So I move for a vote.
You're speaking against the motion to postpone definitely. Is there another speaker in favor of postponing definitely? Jim.
I just think you're opening up a nice can of worms, and this affected our tax filing status or whatever on the Lovett property. Yes, it did. Okay. Don't talk to the attorney. It's fine.
Okay. Is there any other speakers in favor of the motion to postpone definitely to next month's meeting?
Yes, you have two in favor. Okay.
Is there any other speakers who wish to speak to the motion to postpone definitely? A speaker in favor of not, a speaker against postponement.
I'm compelled by the argument that this body never had the power to make this policy. And I don't think we need to talk to a lawyer about that. We know we didn't have the power to do it, so we need to get it off the books.
Is there another speaker in favor of the motion to postpone definitely? Seeing none, we will go to a vote. All those in favor of postponing this motion till next month's meeting, please raise your hands. One, two. Three. Those opposed, please raise your hands. The motion fails. We will not postpone this. Instead, we will go to a vote on the motion as amended. And it reads, following Roberts is sometimes difficult, but 13-2. The motion is that the KPFT LSB hereby rescind the adopted regulation passed by the KPFT LSB on March 16, 2011, in that as it is worded, it creates a motivation for other local organizations to seek out the dissolution of KPFT and the foundation in that they might profit from said dissolution because, this is the amendment, the resolution goes against the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, misrepresenting an authority that the KPFT LSB as a standing committee of the PNB does not have. All those in favor of the motion as amended, please raise your hands. One, two. Those opposed, the motion as amended passes, and here it is. Let's All right, we are now moving to agenda item 13.4. Adrian, is that? Yes, it is. Okay, would you please read your motion?
I move that the Assertions Committee meet an executive session on August 16th, 2017 at the KPFT Conference Room at 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas 77006, to complete its investigation to bill closure from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., no more than 1 hour of which would be allocated to further testimony, the remaining time allocated to procedure and completing this committee's purpose to report back to the LSB.
Is this from a committee or is this from you?
From me.
Okay, so it does not require a second. Would you like to speak in favor of your motion?
Well, we did not finish our work. We need to complete it quickly. And we've heard a lot of testimony. 1 hour or more of testimony is more than sufficient at this point, and we need to vote.
Is there a speaker against the motion? Seeing none?
When is it?
August 16th. Is there, if there's no other speakers, we will proceed to a vote. All those in favor of this motion, please raise your hands. Uh, 14, those opposed? None. The motion passes. And 13.5.
13.5 has been taken care of. Robert Mark took himself off that committee unless there's any objection.
And they were seeking to approve that.
Yeah.
Is there any objection to Robert Mark announcing that he is withdrawing his membership on the committee dealing with, is this the committee dealing with the Crozier matter? Okay, is there any objection to with Robert Mark withdrawing from this committee? Seeing none, 13.5 passes.
Question, are these open meetings?
No, it is not. No, these are. Okay, so we are now going to move to the National Board Report. And I was, with your indulgence, going to let go in reverse order from what we had last month and start with number 4, Robert Mark, then Bill Crozier, then Adriana Castaneda. Is there any objection to that? Robert Mark, you have 2 minutes. No, I'm sorry. 4 minutes for each being
removed. Stole my thunder. I don't know how he found out. But in fact, just today, the final draft of the auditor's audit for 2015 was distributed to the members of the audit committee for us to take up, as well as the amended 990, the management letter, and engagement letter, if approved, for the same auditing firm to continue to do the 2016 audit.
With your indulgence, can we hear a report of what's going on with the Pacifica National Board, not the audit, but the board and its proceedings?
Well, I'm sorry if you want to trivialize the important things going on. I will pass my time then.
I'm not going to take your time away. You can speak to anything you want, but I was hoping for a national board report. It's up to you to decide what you want to do with your 4 minutes, of which you have about 3.5 left.
I pass.
Okay, Bill Crozier.
Well, the PNB, the audit committee is an important part of it, then, but I'll pass to. Let's let from the questions. If you have questions, I'll be glad to talk about it.
Okay.
My answers are still real critical.
Adriana.
I think that would be better spent. Like I said, as a member of the minority, I don't know really what's going on. We are not permitted to be in committees, in executive session. What I think that would be a good use of our time, if the board asks questions, we can answer questions. It would be better than any board.
Is there any objection to each person being allowed? We've got a total of 16 minutes, and we basically have about, I don't know, 30 seconds for a question and a minute for an answer. Is that acceptable to the body?
Or who we ask, who's the people?
You can pick any individual, and the others can weigh in for 1 minute apiece. Is there any objection to that? Seeing none, each person can ask a question, and you can throw it out to everyone or anyone. 30 seconds, starting with Jim Krafka.
All three of you, is my escrow being abused in the PMD meeting?
Is Maestro being abused in the PNB meeting? We'll start with Robert Mark.
Well, the first question is whether Maestro is an abuse, and I don't believe it is, because I believe that it affords every member of the committee the same opportunity to participate in a phone conference that any other past system we've had has. The rules don't afford a person more authority than they would have to interrupt a meeting if it was an in-person meeting. So I think that's an erroneous argument. As far as Maestro being, I believe it isn't. However, I don't have control of the Maestro system to know. I know that when members repeatedly try and speak over the person that has the floor, when people try and editorialize when a vote is being taken, when people usurp the floor, when somebody else has been granted the floor, I know that Maestro has been used to mute that person for their bad conduct. But I'm not aware that it's being, I think that there are means it could be abused, but I'm not aware that it is being abused.
Bill?
I don't think it is either. I think the question should be, why does it take an hour and a half on almost every meeting to get through agenda approval and just approving the minutes from the last meeting? There's clearly a lot of obstructionism and delays going on. Every PNB meeting is like this. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that was tolerated for too long. And the chair, I think, is extraordinarily patient and fair. And he gives people warnings when they talk out of turn, talk on top of other people, start editorializing during the vote over and over again. He gives them, I think, generally at least 200 chances. He says, this is your first warning, your second warning. And if they persist in disrupting the meeting, then they're muted. They still get to vote, so that their rights aren't being infringed in that way. But we've had a really bad problem this year, I think worse than ever, with people talking out of turn, singing, making noises, making dilatory comments, the same point of order repeatedly over and over again. And the chair's been real clear about explaining why.
Adriana.
The first thing that I can say is,
we can't hear you.
Well, it's very clear that the abuse, if any of you take the time just to listen a little, you see when a person in the middle of the sentence disappears or start a sentence in the middle, it means that something happened. But to see that being abused or not, we have here PK. PK can explain how Maestro can be abused. And she was in some meetings of the audit committee where the same thing, she saw the same thing happening, and how excuses her. PK can.
PK, this is not your chance.
No,
but
I have a question to ask.
And you have 30 seconds.
Has any of the directors here gone to check out the way that Maestro works? Just go and get a demonstration of all the ways in which Maestro works so that you can see whether or not somebody has been disenfranchised through the system and the way it's used.
Robert. Okay, Bill.
I haven't seen it like that, but I hear a lot of times when Adriana Friedman says she's muted, we can hear her. She's clearly not muted. And, you know, and allegations of people being dropped from calls.
I've
dropped
question.
From calls.
PJ, you're out of order.
I've been dropped from calls. The chair was dropped from the call at the last meeting. And, you know.
Okay.
So, no, but I haven't seen the evidence sustained this year.
Adriana, you have 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. The question is exactly the same. We know how it's being done. And we have during last year, this most of the members here know that during last year, Bill, Greg Sharon, Jonathan Alexander, and John Rudman were four members of the PMB. Those four members, we are stopping all the 15 other members, and we never take any action against them. But they are doing it now. Till the point that one of the meetings, one of the first meetings of last year, of the PMB, they give the number, somebody give the number to brokers, and we can tell you, if you want, we have the numbers, who called, and they were making noises and not allowing us to conduct the meeting. Bill repeat the same point of order every time. Why? Because Robert Rule of Orders said that once that the bylaws are being breached, a violation is breached, you need to point it every time. If they don't want to hear, that's fine. They can vote without, that's fine. But it's my obligation to bring the points. And it's not the right to mute me. And they are doing exactly that.
Okay. Hey, Nancy, it's been requested that you not be standing behind the board members.
I'm
can
sorry.
You? Thank you. Okay. Casey.
Is this how we're doing questions or are we going?
You have 30 seconds for a question and a minute. Did I say two?
Can I have two questions or just one?
As long as you can get it in 30 seconds,
okay,
go
good.
For it.
My first question is, isn't Robert's Rule of Order in effect during PMB meetings? And if so, isn't there a process for taking someone out of a meeting? And how does muting work within Robert's Rule of Order? My second question is, and this is ignorance, I really don't know, is what... Is it a regular thing for someone to be the executive director on the PMB and on the LSB?
Okay, Robert?
The first point is you can kick someone out of the meeting, but the process of muting is a less serious sanction than kicking them out of the meeting because they are still allowed to vote on anything before the body.
How do they vote?
Wait, no cross.
They're unmuted when the vote is called.
Okay. Are you done, Robert? Bill?
Yeah, and I didn't hear details on it, but I'd be able to answer
that. I'm sorry. The second half, what was the second part of your question?
Is how do the roles of IED, PNB board member, and LSB member work together? Can they have them simultaneously?
That has been, this is not precedent setting. It has existed in the past, and yes, they can, to answer that question. Bill.
It was fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Bob's right is that, you know, the Robert's Rules allows people to be ejected from the meetings for a lot less than what some of the PNB members have been doing in terms of disrupting the meetings and preventing business from being done. And he's right, Doug, where, you know, muting them only after they've done it at least twice in each meeting, and it kind of counts starts over at zero again in each meeting, is a less significant sanction. But Robert's Rules allows somebody to be ejected completely from a meeting for disrupting. And especially when it's done repeatedly. And yeah, my predecessor served on the her LSB and on the PNB while she was the executive director.
That's been answered. Adriana. Adriana.
Well,
did you have a response to this?
Well, you know, yes.
Can we have quiet over here, please?
That to the foundation, and more than once, an executive director was a married man that was part of some of the LSB. But most of the time, the people that were doing that recused themselves from the vote, and they recused themselves from coming to their own LSB and producing and being part of the committee and pushing and doing those kind of things. That happened before, but never the way that is going on now. And about the right, everybody, in this case, the LSB or the PMB have the right, when you have somebody disrupting, you know, take sanctions. I don't disagree with that. The only thing that I disagree, if that is being done, without the knowledge and keep saying that that doesn't happen. And the problem is when you present a motion and you don't allow members of the minority, you said that you can, you don't listen, you didn't understand that they are for the floor. They mute you, they don't let you speak on the issues. How fair, what do they know what, you know, free speech is? The right of director to discuss it. And the point of all this, I need to, every time to repeat it.
I want to mute you.
Yeah, I know.
1 minute. Okay, I've got two more people who have raised their hands, and we're going to leave it to these two individuals. First, Jerry, you've had enough. No, no, no.
Okay, Jerry. The PMB members is, you know, in their opinion, is Pacifica on the verge of going bankrupt, one, and two, is KPFT on the verge of total financial collapse, too?
Okay. Robert Mark.
Well, I believe that Pacifica is on the verge of total financial collapse based upon the fact that we're being sued for $2 million in the state of New York, which when that judgment is entered and the time for appeal is passed, or they could put up a bond, they have the money to do it, to execute on that judgment immediately, that they will take all of our cash from our bank accounts, and we will not have any money to pay the light bill, to pay staff, to pay anything. That effectively will put us off the air. And so Bill has some time allotted to want to talk about that, I think. But in my mind, that is a very serious threat, and that's set to, the summary judgment is set on, I think, September 8th. So that's pretty imminent. As far as KPFT leaking money, I think we are. I think that we were spending more money up to this point in time than we were taking in. And so that's a serious problem that needs to be dealt with.
Bill.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff I can't talk about in open session, but yes, we're in really
bad
financial problems.
Session then, so we can talk about
it. I asked for a 30-minute executive session, and now it's...
Well, with approval, we voted for it.
Well, okay, all right. Well, hope we can do that. But like Bob's saying, yes, we have very serious financial problems. I think about that lawsuit every day. It goes up every month, the amount we supposedly owe. It's like $2.3 million. Pacific has about $8 million in debt altogether. Every station needs to be able to pull its weight, and we weren't doing it. KPFT owes about $200,000 to the national office because of central services and not paying the transmitter loan and employee pension funding that hasn't been made. And there's, you know, and then we have a lot of, all the stations together share a lot of other expenses that haven't been made. So it is really serious, both Pacifica and KPFT. And really, it's true. We were on the verge of not being able to payroll in August if we continued the way we were going with the revenue and the expenses that we had. That's how serious it was.
Adriana?
You saw this. You heard a member of the public that just read the same threat was in 1989. In 2014, we have our former general manager saying, you know, we are going bankruptcy, we can buy the station for 10 cents. That is what they are using. If that is true, the first question is, why? First of all, that some of they said, some of us know that is not exactly true. But that doesn't matter. We in February, when I said the PMB, in February, we passed a motion to start the discussion with the Empire State people. But obviously, on the board, between Bill and I don't know who else, they talked to the lawyers, and basically, we didn't do anything. Now we are all approaching, but we keep hiring new lawyers, new employees, paying, you know. No, I'm sorry. Do I have 2 minutes or what? My 2 minutes are left?
Just say
one.
Okay, he speaks like three.
No. 1 minute apiece. But I'll give you another 30 seconds, okay?
What I'm saying is not true. It's always being called, oh, watch out, this is going on. If it's true, why they keep hiring people that cannot solve the problem of Pacifica? Why they keep building, hiring people that is not a need for?
Thank you. All right. So, Adrian.
So, to Casey's point, I have a question. So clearly there's a process by which that you can sanction someone in a meeting through Robert's rules. And muting someone as a kinder substitute is lending itself to abuse. So since you already have a way to do it, it's sanctioned by Robert's rules, and there's clearly people who consider this to be abusive, why not go back to that sanctioned way?
Thank
stop
you.
The muting.
That's the question. Robert?
Well, I think that we can censure people at the time of a meeting if the offense was done in the presence of the members of the body, which, if y'all recall, was done to Hank Lamb, because he used the slur against our chair that night at the meeting. And so I think that you can, for the sake of order at the meeting, invoke some sanctions that allow the meeting to proceed. If we cannot do the business of this corporation will wither on the vine. It's very close now.
Bill?
Yeah, I'll just also remind people that, you know, the Attorney General of California warned last year's officers now, who were in the same faction as Adriana, she was one of them, that about the problems with our governance and how dysfunctional our boards were. And in fact, they basically demanded, also wrote to us saying that they wanted us to do something about that. And it's gotten worse this year. And one of the people talked about the 45 minutes, I think it was over an hour actually, that Adriana and another person from another station prevented one of our task forces even getting to the point where they could call roll. Another meeting, Adriana and that other same person tied up, raised a point of order. I raised
Can
a
I
point of order
point
meeting.
Of order? This is not answering my question.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just saying that the disruptions are so severe that it prevents the meeting from going on.
I asked a very clear question.
I want you to do it for a year and a half.
Sorry.
What constant, every
my question
meeting.
Is, since you have a way to do it,
kick people out
rather than use the mute button that seems to be something that people are abusing, why not go by Robert's rules and eject people the right way? Something that's not subject to so much abuse.
I'd be willing to ask the PNB if they'd rather do that.
Adriana, you get the last word on this one, if you wish.
Yes, obviously, wish. Mm-hmm. We need to remember that some that he says is absolutely not true.
What?
It's absolutely not true. The PNB have the means to do something against members, but they need to have a reason. Not because they don't like the truth that you say, not because you are in the minority and they have the votes. That's not the way that it's being done. That should be done when staff members think something wrong. And you saw this board allowing, thinking that this is better than somebody making a point of order using the foundation bylaws. That is allowed. That is the hypocrisy that they are using. You know, and the same thing that he's saying, he forgot to say in 2014, when one interim executive director came out inside the national office, called a Trump to destroy the paper from the foundation, Bill Crozier was the same. They are the one, he wasn't even in the board. He wrote to the general, to the attorney general in California. He did it, right? And it's not true what he's saying that the California attorney said, because I was in that meeting last year, or at the beginning of this year, I'm sorry, with the California attorney. What he's saying is not true. He are really interested in knowing why Bill and Greg Sharon are using their own foundation to take money from the whole Pacifica, paying for. We are paying, yes. That is exactly.
Okay.
They are very interested. Ask him to answer that.
Okay. All right. We are through with the PNB report. It has been brought to my attention, and I also noticed it. We have not approved the minutes of our last meeting, Roman numeral 5. You all received these, not the agenda, you're looking maybe some of you at the agenda, but you received electronically a copy of the minutes of our last meeting, And no one submitted any corrections to Joseph Davis, so I am assuming that there are no corrections tonight. If you have any, we will accept them now. Otherwise, the minutes will be approved and filed for future reference. Is there anybody who has any corrections to the minutes of the July meeting? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Okay, now we will move on to, I think, what the will of the body was to go into executive session after a bunch of committee reports, but let me get a sense from the body. Do you want to go into executive session now? It's 10 o'clock and it would take us to 10:30, or how do you wish to move forward?
I'll move that we adjourn.
No. There.
Something that is very important, and I think that is legal and is open for every member of this of the LFP, and it's public knowledge. Our case, my case, and two other LSP members, DMV members that were removed, was because we presented TRO, the California judge made the particular journey to agree, because they were trying to remove me in an executive session meeting before that. And that's why we need to file the TRO. To prevent that before hearing the case. The California attorney from Pacifica agreed that they need to wait till the case is being heard before they can move against me. And I want to say here that my right, I want an open session. I don't want them, because they have the vote, in executive session and execute me in executive session. They need to put the face like the people get in front of the people. That's the transparency in front of everybody. That is what they are supposed to do.
Okay. Is there, I'm looking for guidance. Bill, do you wish to address one of the items on the agenda?
Well, no, I really did want some time, because people have been asking, you know, why personnel decisions. I can't explain them in public, and I really want to explain it. I can't do it in just a few minutes.
You tell the chronicle.
What's the difference?
No.
Bill, hold on a second.
Don't credit
Bill. It is now 10 o'clock. There is a motion to adjourn, and there is a second to that motion. I'm going to entertain that. I'm also going to entertain a motion to have a recess or a follow-up meeting to complete tonight's agenda. So even though we're going to vote to adjourn, before we do that, if it passes, we will still vote on when we will meet again, if in fact the body wishes to do so. The motion to adjourn is not a debatable motion. Do you have a point of order, a point of information?
Since no actions are going to be taken in the executive session, why don't we, the people that need to adjourn, leave, and we have the executive session.
Well, I want to know.
That's not a debatable motion, and the people can do what they want to do. If we cease to have a quorum, then we'll address that. But the question is, all those in favor of adjourning, please raise your hands. One, two, three, four. But can I start this vote over again? All those in favor of adjourning, please raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 15 is clearly a majority, so I am now going to entertain a motion for a...
We're adjourned.
You can still do something after you're adjourned, and that is to set the time for the next meeting.
I have a question.
Do that before.
Hold on.
Yes.
Okay.
state your point.
If we do this next meeting, it's executive session only. Because enough of this. We need
like
enough.
We want to get the bills.
We want to get the business.
A lot of us don't want to volunteer.
Do you wish to make the first hour of our next meeting executive?
You said you were calling a special.
Point of order, we adjourned.
Do you want to call the motion? All right.
Why don't we do a maestro?
Venetia, do you wish to make a motion to have an adjourned meeting?
We are adjourned.
We can still address.
I know that, Ted, but the consensus is they don't want to do it. The consensus is that they don't want to do it, so don't do it. Let me just say this. You make this. Yes.
So no complaining about not having the information. Good job, guys.
Does it?
But y'all,
are we going to just meet in September as normal? Is that without any further discussion? That is what we will do.
Say again, we're going to meet a whole month from now.
Yeah.
So that's a whole month. The
unless
whole
you want to make a motion.
Okay, I want to make a motion for us to meet like in a week or something.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
I need a clear. Jim, you're out of order.
I'm in on it. There's no meeting to be out of order.
Yes, you can still set a time for another meeting.
And you can do whatever you want after meeting's over.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can thank you.
Alexandra, would you please make a clear motion?
Well, we had time.
We can still set a time for a meeting.
Can we go to lunch and you tell me about what's going on? Okay, I'm going to tell that.
Oh, sorry.
We're going to breakfast and lunch with Bill so we can find out what's going on.
Okay.
Well, baby, it's not like I got to get up to go. Like she said, it's still a swamp. And this is the last couple of days for me being off. Check out.
Let's call it my girlfriend's
bills. Okay, now you're coming with us, so we're going to get on the bill. I'm going to go with someone else.